Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Everybody, thank you. Whoa!
USA! 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 USA!
Well, I want to thank everybody. This is a fantastic state. This is a great, great state. You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three. We win it every time. We win the primary, we win the generals, we've won it, and it's a very, very special place to me. It's very important. If you remember, in 2016, we came here and we needed that winner. We won by 21 points, and it was great. And today, I have to tell you, it was very interesting because I said, wow, what a great victory. But then somebody ran up to the stage all dressed up nicely when it was at 7. But now I just walked up and it's at 14. But she ran up when it was 7. And, you know, we have to do what's good for our party. And she was up and I said, wow, she's doing... like a speech like she won. She didn't win. She lost. And, you know, last week we had a little bit of a problem. And if you remember, Ron was very upset because she ran up and she pretended she won Iowa. And I looked around. I said, didn't she come in third? Yeah, she came in third. And then I looked at the polls. She was talking about most winnability, who's going to win. And I had one put up. I don't know if you see it, but I have one put up. We've won almost every single poll in the last 3 months against Crooked Joe Biden. Almost every poll. And she doesn't win those polls. And she doesn't win those. This is not your typical victory speech, but let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night. She had a very bad night. And you have the now very unpopular governor of this state. This guy, he's got to be on something. I've never seen anybody with energy. He's like hopscotch. And, you know, I'm watching this guy, and 2 weeks ago I said, we're going to win in the landslide, we're going to win. About 3 days ago, so I said, well, we want to do well. That's a big difference. But I walked out just now, we're 14 points up, and I don't know what it's going to be. But when she was up here, it was like 6 or 7, and, you know, with like 7% of the vote counted. Now, let me just tell you, we had an unbelievable week last week in Iowa. We set a record. It was the best in the history of the caucus, in the history. And I remember I sort of had the same feeling. I'm up and I'm watching, and I said, she's taking a victory lap. And we beat her so badly she was... But Ron beat her also. You know, Ron came in second and he left. She came in third and she's still hanging around. The other thing, she only got 25% of the Republican votes. I don't know if you saw that. Tremendous numbers of independents came out because in this state, because you have a governor that doesn't frankly know what the hell he's doing, in this state, in the Republican primary, they accept Democrats to vote. In fact, I think they had 4,000 Democrats before October 6th. They already voted. Now, they're only voting because they want to make me look as bad as possible. Because if you remember, we won in 2016. And if you really remember it, if you want to play it straight, we also won in 2020. By more. And we did much better in 2020 than we did in 2000. 16. But as they said, we lost by a whisker, just by a whisker. No. But we can't let that happen. You know, you have to have people that speak up. I said, I can go up and I can say to everybody, oh, thank you for the victory. It's wonderful. It's what. Or I can go up and say, who the hell was the imposter that went up on the stage before and, like, claimed a victory?
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. Her pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, cried the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and soon as she arrived, she found the pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you truly would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying, thank you, ma'am, the snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Does that remind you of anything? Be ready, because what they're allowing into our country is very, very bad.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. 385 days, 12 hours, 51 minutes, 30 seconds to the most important election in world history. Just as important as a shot heard around the world that triggered the 1776 moment and the birth of our republic. Now, nobody can say we don't live in incredibly interesting times. Got a bunch of guests today. The governor's office has responded in Colorado. They've had a bunch of news pieces attack us and say that we're liars, but then they basically admit it, that they're injecting people with live attenuated Ebola that can still make people with lowered immune systems really sick and that can be shed and spread. And we simply pointed it out with medical doctor Dr. Richard Bartlett last Friday and covered mainstream news and the controversy starting to break in Colorado about it. And they tried to come out and say it's something I made up. and that my new target's the hospital there. I'm not saying the hospital's doing all this. I'm saying the federal project and the bio lab nearby testing Ebola on different animals. This is all confirmed. But the same corporate media that attacks us for saying the shot wouldn't protect you and that the virus did come out of a lab, we've all been proven right. That same corporate media is lying to you yet again. So he's going to be popping in at the bottom of the next hour. Viva Fry, great lawyer, great talk show host, will be joining us coming up in about 22 minutes from now. Huge ruling by the federal court, Supreme Court up in Canada, dealing with the fact that Trudeau and the horses running over families and arresting thousands of people and putting people in jail, in some cases for a year, for peacefully protesting the ongoing lockdown and grabbing their bank accounts at the direction of the WEF as a model of control, was illegal. That's a big deal, and that ties into the trucker protests and farmer protests in Europe, the UK, Ireland, Scotland, and now big convoys being organized from all over the United States that are about to be launched very soon. One of them being organized out of a suburb of Austin, Dripping Springs, and we've got the gentleman involved in that, one of the coordinators, joining us in studio in the third hour today. All right, Trump annihilated Big Bird, or Bird Brainer, the Queen of War, whatever you want to call Nikki Haley. He won by 11 points despite the fact, and I have the mainstream news here admitting it and the exit numbers, more Democrats voted than Republicans. So they, more people that did not identify as Republican, most of that group being Democrats, flooded in at an all-time record level. They call it strategic voting. It's called fraud. To not actually vote for Nikki Haley for president, but to stop Trump. So despite the fact that many of the polling places in New Hampshire ran out of the party crossover forms and had to make new ones with a copying machine, despite them even coming in from out of state to do it, which is what Democrats do, crime is their modus operandi, despite all of that, Trump won by 53% of the vote. Well, that's a different poll right there, but that's he won by 11 points there in New Hampshire. And that's a big deal because it was rigged as hell. Trump defeats Haley in New Hampshire GOP primary. Donald Trump is now the only person to ever win the New Hampshire primary three times, Fox News reports. Nikki Birdbrain Haley vows to fight on after New Hampshire with all of her corporate donors and funding. Another way to just drain Trump from funds and make him campaign against her. That's why he was so pissed off last night. He should be pissed off. The fraud is just unbelievable. Got a bunch of videos of Democrats bragging how they crossed over strategically. It was a strategic vote. I wouldn't vote for him or for her in a general election. A vote for Haley helps diminish Trump's influence. So they're very proud of themselves. Chris Payne had a really good nuclear rant on Biden last night, defense of Trump and voters. I want to get to that coming up because he really spells it out. And we need to understand this. In fact, let's air that first right now. These people really do hate you, okay? And I don't care if you're brown or black or white. If you don't want to serve their new world order and be their minion and take all their poison shots and cut your children's genitals off, they literally hate you. They hate common people, and they're trying to divide us against each other. Once I play that short clip, I'm going to play the most amazing clip of the amazing stuff that's come out of Carrie Lake in Arizona. And again, the woman running the election was running against her for governor. We know they stole it. completely obvious, and they've been caught in all sorts of corruption since and trying to cover it up. But now we have the head of the Republican Party in the state telling her, we got the East Coast money here. Anything you want, baby, any amount of money, you're going to get it. Don't run for the Senate. And she talked about this a few months ago, and people said, oh, you don't, she didn't say his name. She just said, I've had big money come and try to buy me out. People said, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. So she's released the tape, and then the whole tape's like an hour long. We're going to air like, the clip's 6 minutes long here. But it's just so incredible because this is how they buy and sell people. And this is illegal as hell. He's trying to get someone to not run, which is the same thing they're doing with Trump, trying to take him off the ballot. All these indictments, the most pure form of election fraud and election theft and election meddling is when you try to block somebody for running with a fake indictment or you buy them off. And it's incredible. Now, if a private citizen, I've looked at the law, did this, it's still a conspiracy. They could be indicted. But when you have a Republican official who has all these dudes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
That's why I grew up in Harlem.
Not if the country's at stake, right?
Exactly. He became president of the United States with that same personality. I don't think I think it's worse with Biden calling MAGA. Biden's anger and vitriol and hatred for MAGA is far more worse than President Trump's individual battles with someone who crosses him. That is something that is really detrimental to this country, that the president of the United States despises half of the United States. President Biden, I said earlier today, about a week ago, I had a segment coming up, so I Googled, Biden hates MAGA. Nothing but articles after articles after articles. He has expressed hatred for half of the country.
Who's writing those articles?
It doesn't matter. Because the bottom line is he says it. He has vitriol for them. And so does MSNBC, and so does CNN, and so does the New York Times. They have vitriol for half of the nation. They don't look at them like fellow Americans, and it's unfortunate. They try to paint them as racist. All the things that they do to their fellow Americans who simply want a safe home, a safe community, for their children to have prosperity, they want the same thing, but they demean them all the time. That's why I think Phillips was so intriguing, because he went to a rally to find out for himself, and guess what? Golly, these are some pretty cool people. They're just like
that. That's exactly what
Go to a Trump rally. There's some really cool people. Especially if you're black, I'm going to go find out. And you're going to go, there's a lot of black people here, and everybody's really cool. Yeah, folks, it's all a lie. We just want prosperity and freedom, and a right to self-defense, and a right to not murder babies. Now, I want to challenge you to go to Infowars.com and get the full article, because it's got the full audio that she put out unedited, so you can't claim it's manipulated. Then it's got shorter clips out there, people that don't have an hour to listen to it all. And it's got a bunch of comments and points made by other people on X that are excellent. But before this guy resigns, DeTwit, he needs to release who the big guys are on the East Coast. We know who they are. It's Chucky Schumer, folks. It's Obama. It's the Democratic Party. It's the big money. And she starts saying, well, what kind of money? Well, you name it. She could have asked for $20 million. She'd have got it. And they go, and we'll give you a big job at a corporation. You don't have to do anything. That's how real bribes work. They just give people jobs, or their wives or husband jobs. That's how it works, folks. And look, all your problems are over. Everything you want, you're going to have it all right now. Mr. Jones, we'll give you $20 million a year, two book deals a year. Everything will be handled. You just sign up with us right now. You're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. An hour later, what do I need to do, Mr. Jones, to get you to sign on? You like my wife? She's pretty hot, isn't she? She likes you a lot. Want my wife right now? I had a big news publisher writer, this is like 15 years ago now, 13 years ago, come interview me in a profile. And at the end of it, the guy basically reveals he works for the CIA. I said, if I couldn't figure that out by the middle of the interviews. And he just gets on his knees and says, Obama likes you. And he wants you to work with us. Just please, is there anything I can do? And I really think he thought I was about to pull my pants down, folks. And I'm not joking. You see things like Team America where he goes, now get down there, Gary, and suck my... It's not about sex, Gary. These people are whacked out of their minds. And it's all about power with them. They get power in the system, and those under them have to do what they say. And it's sex, it's money, it's control, it's Harvey Weinstein's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. He didn't want to have the sex with women. He wanted to dominate and rape a woman at least every day because he was a monster. And where is he now? These are crazy people. I'm lusting after a steak and a big salad driving home at night and play a board game with my daughter. You know, that's what I desire, is to see a sunset. These people desire power over you, and that's why they're so screwed up. Have I gone too far? I want to be able to play this full clip. We'll start the clip, and we'll come back with more of it. But here he is openly trying to bribe her.
So what's going on? What is? I'm assuming this is our friend.
This is back east. There are very powerful people that want to keep you out.
They do.
But they're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So, sounds like you never have.
This is crazy, though. They should want me. I'm a great candidate. People love me. These people are corrupt.
Well, maybe you're right.
They are right. They are corrupt.
Maybe. This is right. Don't go. You never know. I'll get myself in trouble. If you say no, which is fine. It's your choice. Don't tell people.
They're going to try to have me murdered.
Change world, man. If that stuff that came out last week is right about the cartel stuff, man. I see the cartels operating in 50 states right now. Like all 50.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So what's going on? Who is it? What?
Forget the who. Let me just tell you the what. Let's just say there are people calling around saying, gosh, no, they can't read this. Never read this. If you say no, don't. If you say, well, I got offered to buy out.
Yeah.
Because then we lose our ability to get things done other than in the future.
Here's my problem. Rather than just say, let's work with her. She's a great candidate. Because they don't own me. And it pisses me off.
Yeah, it's not about ownership.
It's about control.
I know it's about control. It's about being on the team. I guess that. You know what I mean?
They want to be on the team.
They want you to be on their team. You know?
But if they're pushing a globalist agenda, I can't do that. So what do they want? What do they want me to do?
You want to stay opportunist. Well, I'll tell you what I can offer you. But, I said, you can do whatever you want. It's a talking head, isn't it? So, the ask of me was, it's kind of funny. So, the ask I got today from back east was, is there any companies out there or something that could just put her on the payroll and give her to keep her out? And I said, well, what do you want them to do? Whatever we need to do.
This is about defeating Trump. And I think that's a bad, bad thing for our country. DeSantis is not America first. This is about the final death blow to Trump. And I don't think that's good for our country.
I love Trump.
It's not good for our country, Jeff.
It's not, but at the same time... I think what it really comes down to for a lot of people, it's not really about like control or agenda, it's just about the ability to raise money to win. You know? If you really want to know, all of those folks are in America, I think. And even on their end, like what makes them the most money?
I know. These consultants don't want their payday to end. And I don't want to make a deal with these kind of people. This is a hill worth dying on. They're going to steal the election to make me and our movement go away, I'm not letting him do that. I owe it to the people of
America. All right, go ahead and fade it down. Look, the full thing, it gets even more insane, is at InfoWars.com. So, obviously, we know they stole Arizona, they stole Michigan, they stole Georgia, we caught them. They indicted the president for saying the truth. And it just gets more insane. And the good news is they're being revealed. And more stuff like this is coming out, but you need to go to InfoWars.com and share this with everybody and listen to the full 50 minutes or whatever it is. It's so slimy, and I've experienced the exact same thing. They do this all day long, folks. This is how they took the country over. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When I grow up, I want to launch the global revolution against the New World Order.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
You'd be a rock star, honey. I'm going to be a rebel. God gave me my wish.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We have been through hell together, my friends, but I'm telling you, the Great Awakening is here. All right, great constitutional lawyer, very popular talk show host, Biba Fry, joins us on short notice, and I really appreciate him coming on. We've had a huge victory. Canada's got massive criticism around the world for once being one of the freest, friendliest, nicest places ever, to turning into a WEF, China 2.0, social credit score, police state nightmare. And the Canadians, obviously, a year into lockdowns, got pissed. They're going to churches, beating people up, but the liquor stores and topless bars stayed open. And so the truckers and others peacefully went into the capital, Ottawa, and took it over. And they grabbed thousands of people's bank accounts without any judicial system and harassed them and threw people in prison and ran over women and children with horses. And I mean, it was bad. And then you've got the deputy head of the WEF coming out. And again, we've got the head of the WEF saying that Trudeau is the model. We've got her openly saying that, you know, this is a great thing we've done. And now since the court has come out and ruled against it, she is still out there defending it. A reporter asked Christina Freeland, who literally is like the heir to the dictators of Ukraine during Nazi Germany. I mean, her grandfather was like the head propagandist for three countries, not just Ukraine, but based in Ukraine. You talk about where the Nazis are. I mean, this is why they had a full Nazi SS guy that actually took part in real mass grave, mass killing. They have a standing ovation. They think we're stupid. A reporter asked Christina Freeland if she has any regrets on the decision to freeze bank accounts and credit cards after the use of the Emergencies Act was deemed to infringe on charter rights. We face a country and a government and an incredibly serious threat. And she goes on to describe the people as the threat. So we're going to roll the video of her being asked this question. And again, when she was in college, she was running intelligence operations against Russia. I've got news articles bragging about her when she was in college and how disruptive she was and everything. I mean, this is a spy. This is an operative, okay? I mean, this is what she does, all right? And so she's very, very dangerous, but I don't want to just stay focused on her. It's all about really Trudeau and a repudiation of we penetrates the cabinet's globalist takeover of our governments. Because remember, when Schwab is asked, Canada, as well as New Zealand, he said, was the model. Well, we've already seen Jacinda Ardern's repudiated, now made the UN WEF head of global censorship. I mean, talk about villains. So here's a short clip of her yesterday, and then we overlaid it with some of the abuses, and then we'll go to Viva Fry. Here it is.
The decision seems to single out some of your choices on freezing bank accounts and credit cards as being part of the reason where it's unreasonable in terms of the measures taken by the government. You defended those when you announced them at the time. Do you have any regrets on taking that measure in the light of this decision? Would you have done it differently based on what we've seen from the federal court today?
As I said in my opening remarks, we faced, as a country and as a government, an incredibly serious threat. A threat to the public safety of many Canadians, a threat to our national security, including our national economic security. We acted to secure and protect Canada, and to secure and protect the national interest. It was not an easy time. These were not easy decisions. In making our decisions and choosing to act, we worked very, very hard with all levels of government, and we were very mindful of acting in such a way that the safety, the physical safety of all Canadians involved would be preserved. I don't want to minimize the gravity of the actions we took. Neither do I want to minimize the gravity of the threat Canada faced. And to your question, I was certain after a lot of deliberation with colleagues and many others that we took the right decision. I was certain at the time. I was certain when I testified before Rouleau, and I remain certain today. Thank you.
Tyrants have an instinct to dominate and control people, but it almost always backfires if you're in a society that ever had freedom you're like in North Korea that never had freedom for thousands of years in that culture, then you can get away with it. But if there's never been a history of it or people had some freedom, it doesn't work. And I think about Waco. Yeah, the Davidians were weird, had some issues. They could have arrested Koresh any day in town. He had businesses in town. He jogged every day off the property. They went and blew it up, burned it down, and thought people would love that. No, it totally pissed the whole country off. Well, we just saw something similar to that in Canada, and it's awakened the Canadians and the world. So this is a big deal. So we have a lawyer here and a talk show host, Aviva Fry, who can speak to this court ruling, this federal ruling, and what it means, and then really the incalcitrance we're seeing out of Trudeau and out of Freeland, where he thinks this is going. But hopefully, it looks like the worm's turning. This is going to lead to removing Trudeau, repudiating these totalitarian policies that they're beta testing for the rest of the world, where she bragged and he bragged. We're going to use this the whole world. The left celebrated it. Now we're going to take everybody's bank accounts around the world. I mean, this is where they want to take us with the central bank digital currencies.
People might not know that I am, in fact, or was a lawyer sworn in 2007. I practiced for like a good 12 years. I dabbled in constitutional law. Wasn't my expertise, but that's not to say I don't know what the heck is going on now. The decision coming out of the federal court is monumental. And it's to be distinguished from the ruling that came out of the POEC, which was the Public Order Emergency Commission. After they invoked the Emergencies Act, they were required by law to investigate the circumstances surrounding the invocation. That was a political process. This is a legal process. And the judge in this case distinguished between the commissioner's ruling in the political process versus the diametric opposite ruling in this legal process. And so they had evidence. They had petitioners arguing that the Emergencies Act was invoked without legal justification. And, after some procedural stuff, two of the four petitioners were denied standing, but two of the four were recognized as having standing, those who had their bank accounts frozen. And after getting over the issue of mootness, the judge comes to the conclusion that it wasn't reasonable, it wasn't warranted, it wasn't necessary, there wasn't a national infrastructure catastrophe or threat that... there was a blockade in Coutts.
Well, I mean, let me interrupt you for a moment. I'll give you the floor, I'm going to shut up. But isn't the threat, the militarized police and horses running over families, isn't that the threat?
I mean, that's the response. I mean, it's obvious. Canada looked more like China, North Korea, or Russia than it did look like Canada for that brief moment in time. This was a peaceful protest, although the judge came to the conclusion that it went beyond the bounds of a reasonable protest. Fine. The issue is to invoke the Emergencies Act. The Emergencies Act substituted for the War Measures Act. The War Measures Act, as per its name, is to be invoked during times of war or national crisis. It was invoked once, I think, during World War I, and Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Justin Trudeau's father, invoked it during the FLQ crisis in the late 70s, the Front Libération de Québec. That was when a group of separatists were actually planting pipe bombs in mailboxes. One was a mile and a half from my house in Montreal. They actually kidnapped politicians and killed one. Pierre Laporte, kidnapped, thrown in the trunk of a car, and murdered. So when Justin Trudeau's daddy invoked the Emergencies Act, arguably it had much more of a justification at the time, but even then, people were arguing that the daddy went too far with the measures. Here, you were dealing with a protest occupying, if you even want to call it that, 4 to 6.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Finding that this was necessary under the circumstances because of the grave risk. But the awareness that this is getting right now is monumental, and the pressure needs to be kept up because this could be, you know, the first domino in what needs to be the downfall of Justin Trudeau. By all accounts, apparently, if I trust the polls, which I don't, if they call an election today, the Conservatives will win a majority. The bottom line, they set an absolute terrible precedent by invoking the Emergencies Act, and the courts need to intervene if anyone's going to have any confidence in the political institutions of Canada and the financial institutions of Canada.
Well, I'm very pleased by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. Now, Tucker's about to go to Canada. He just called up Trudeau yesterday. In fact, guys, cue that up. I forgot to put that on today's list. I never got to it yesterday. And said, hey, I'm coming to free Canada. I mean, Canada's a beautiful, super rich, incredible resources. Basically, as much resources as the U.S. has, one of the richest countries in the world, and we need to keep it free here. And so it's very exciting to see at major UFC events, the fighters calling out Trudeau and Europe calling him out, and people really recognizing that this run that they're making against Canada, that Klaus Schwab admits is a beta test for the world. I have listeners all the time. Most of them get it, but some don't. Say, why do you care about Australia being a tyranny? Or why do you care about Canada becoming a tyranny? Well, because it's the same globalist forces that they admit are testing all this, and it's the exact same program. So speak to, with your knowledge on this, why you think they picked Canada and the larger agenda of why they want to get us used to martial law. And now King Charles is saying we want to lock you down most of the time to save the earth. I mean, they're really trying to train everybody. to have this post-industrial, locked-in-your-house world. It's fabulously corrupt. They're talking about banning coffee, rice, cut trees down, they're bad for the earth. I mean, they've got the most whacked-out policies, and they're selling dystopia. You will eat the bugs like it's a good thing. And of course, this last week they had the Davos Group. They admitted, oh, we want trust back. Everybody hates us. They got called out to their face by a bunch of world leaders. So do they understand that the world is now waking up to they are the villains? They are the James Bond, you know, villains?
Well, Alex, I mean, yeah, they say they want trust back, and the way that they're going to get trust back is by censoring disinformation and misinformation online. You know, if you ask why would they pick Australia, why would they pick Canada as the testing grounds, the obvious answer, I mean, it's the reflexive one, no right to self-defense, you know, not densely populated, and polite cultures, polite, docile, subservient, subservient in the parliamentary sense. We are subjects of the government. We are not, you know, free citizens with God-given rights. So it makes sense as to why this would be tested on peaceful, unarmed, docile, subservient cultures. But as far as the risks go, I mean, pay more attention to Canada than to Australia, because Canada shares a border with America. When you have Chinese soldiers being trained for wintertime military, you know, combat conditions in Canada, that's a direct threat to the U.S. When you have, culturally speaking, this... I call it communism, for lack of a better word. Fascism, tyranny, whatever you want to call it.
Trudeau endorsed. He said his favorite thing is Chinese communist dictatorship.
Says he has a great admiration for the basic dictatorship of China because they can turn their economy around on a dime. He didn't say this part. This is the fill in the blank. They can lock their population down on a dime. They can do whatever the hell they want to the population because they don't have the means to defend themselves, to protest, because protest has been criminalized. People don't know this. In Nova Scotia, during the heat of the lockdowns, a Nova Scotia court issued an injunction to prohibit outdoor protest against COVID measures. I mean, this, when you do not have any rights in the country, it becomes just the easiest thing to dominate, to conquer. But this decision, it's amazing, it's fantastic, and we'll see if it gets overturned. But for the time being, it's putting on blast what's going on in Canada, and it's putting on blast, yes, what is a very nefarious, seemingly global push to have people agree to give up their freedom.
Sure. What do you make of the massive, I've got the articles right here, Politico, New York Times, you name it, the globalists are losing. They're in panic mode. Everyone hates them. They don't know what to do. Populism keeps rattling the globalists. Elites have no idea what to do. Politico. So this is a pretty powerful moment here where they wanted to operate like masters of the universe with us little plebes down here not even looking at them. They're really being spotlighted right now. Can you speak to that, and what do you expect them to do next?
I don't want to think the doom pill thoughts, but yeah, watching the highlights, and I was following the Davos meeting. The gig is up. You recall at one point in time, this idea of secret meetings in Davos was a conspiracy theory. Then it becomes known fact, and they say, okay, sure, they're meeting there. And then, you know, the Great Reset, conspiracy theory, until you actually see the printouts, and it's an actual policy that they're pushing behind their closed-door meetings in Davos. And now... you know, it's gained public awareness, public attention, where people are actually watching it and sharing it, not because they like the ideas, but to expose the villainy. And so I don't know who that European woman was who's talking about disinformation and misinformation. It's what they need to do right now in order to control the narrative, to prevent people from calling them out and amplifying and putting them on blast. But they know it, and the gig is
well, that's
up.
Exactly right. You have the Queen of the Netherlands saying, we need a world government and a world cashless society to make you take your shots. They're all up there saying, we got to censor people so they trust us again. That's not how you get trust, is putting a gag on somebody.
No, and now you got Trump coming out with Vivek, his influence, saying, we're never going to have a CBDC in America. He's on to it. He understands it. He understood it in 2016, which is why, in retrospect, Kierkegaard's expression is beautiful. Life can only be understood backwards, but needs to be lived forwards. Now you understand why in 2016 he was public enemy number one once he became the candidate, and why he's public enemy number one now. The gig or the jig, I forget what the expression is, it's up. Everybody knows it, and even the people who were reluctant to admit it are now recognizing it.
So that's my next question. Clearly they admit, and the Davos Group, Club of Rome, CFR, Carnegie Endowment that runs the CIA currently, they admit they were going to use Disease X, which was the last attack they called it. The new attack's called Disease X. It's just a placeholder for people to keep asking what it is. It's just the next boogeyman, whether real or, you know, semi-real or not real. They did their big dry run for control, and it blew up in their face. They got compliance for a while, but it built a blowback much bigger than they thought. So I think it's fair to say this test failed, but now Tedros and others are saying, well, the new virus is coming. It looks to me like they're going to try it again. What do you think?
I know that you've been right often enough that with the Alex Jones right was right meme is a meme for a reason. I mean, obviously, desperate times call for desperate measures, and these are definitely desperate times for these people. And they are, if not a rabid animal, they are a cornered animal. So, who knows? They've done terrible things throughout history. Would I think it's going to be any different in the upcoming year? No. The democratization of information and the free flow of information is the weapon, for lack of a better word. And it's no surprise why in Canada, you got the government trying to nationalize the internet, effectively, trying to censor the internet, trying to suppress what people can see, learn, and view on the internet through their link tax, through their online streaming act. So the overt attack is going to be on public discourse, and they're going to cloak it in benevolence as to fighting disinformation and misinformation. But I think the awakening has created something potentially of a insurmountable shift in momentum. And so at
perfectly
some point,
said.
Who knows?
I know. I've been looking for the word for weeks. There's been an insurmountable shift in momentum. Wow. Keep going.
I like that too. I'm going to quote myself. They might try to burn the whole building down, or you might actually start getting people who are politicians nonetheless. The politicians, we call them political whores for a reason. And that can be used to the benefit of the people. If they
when they see we're winning, they're all going to flip to us.
They're going to say, oh, yeah, free speech is cool again. Oh, yeah, freedom of movement is cool again. Oh, yeah, we shouldn't violate your constitutional rights. There wasn't a virus provision of the Constitution. So when it becomes politically expedient, they'll jump ship or turn ship just as quickly, the political whores. The ones who have been true the whole time will be leading the way, like the Thomas Massey's of the world, like the Donald Trump's of the world. But the other ones, there's ones in between who are susceptible to public opinion. And so once that starts shifting and once that starts moving quickly, they'll move quickly. They'll turn face too. And then it's only going to be like the Hillary Clintons, the George Soroses, who are going to be sitting there saying, hey, don't leave me alone here, guys. I don't like the mob.
Exactly. They're like Hitler in the bunker. Did you see Alexander Soros, who now heads up that operation, admitting they're losing and then like gibbering?
Oh. I feel bad making fun of him for that because I don't, it was so bad. It's like he had an aneurysm of sorts. And I also saw his tweet from yesterday, and I'm still debating whether or not that tweet was an overt.
Oh, it's definitely a bullet hole and then $47. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I did a bit of a deep dive. That image has been around for 10 years, but they definitely selected that image on purpose because to show inflation, there were better, more appropriate images. But no, the bottom line, the guy, George Soros is smart and evil. Alex Soros is dumb and evil, and that's what's going to happen. I say it's rice paddy to rice paddy in three generations, and the evil forces that be, they're going to be in the rice paddies because they're losing it and everybody's seeing it.
Wow, people can hear your amazing show. They can find you on X. They can just type in Viva Fry, F-R-E-I, the Viva Fry on X. Thank you so much, vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Great job. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Alex. Anytime. The funny thing is I was in my car shooting my car vlog summarizing that decision, so I'm going to go back to editing that. But anytime, thank you for having me.
Thank you. There he goes. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I got a bunch of news to hit ahead of Dr. Richard Bartlett joining us. The governor, others came out in Colorado and attacked us for exposing the Ebola vaccine and the fact that it's a live vaccine that sheds. And they admit it sheds, and they say it's fine. Don't worry about it. We're going to be talking about that, too, coming up. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.